家好，这里是凯瑟琳升职记，我是 Francie， 欢迎大家收听今天的节目。这两天我们公司的系统在进行升级维护，给大家带来诸多不便，在这里跟大家说声抱歉。好，我们先来复习一下上一期学过的内容。上一期中我们学到 The boss laid down the law today， 老板今天立下了规矩。刚到公司的 Catherine 做得不是很顺利，不时地出些小错误，偏偏她的顶头上司又是个要求严格的人，因此 Catherine 时常挨骂。这天她又被上司批评了，心情很不好。同事看见了，对她说 Follow the rules and you won't get chewed out。 Catherine 心想，难道是指公司里的竞争很激烈，自己不守规矩就会被吞噬掉吗？为了确认他的想法，他去问了问同事。
Follow the rules and you won't get chewed out.
That sounds really horrible. Does it mean that the competition is really fierce here? That if I don't follow the rules, I will be chewed?
No, it means you will not be scolded if you follow the rules.
Oh, I see. Thank you.
同事 Jack 说 Follow the rules and you won't get chewed out. 遵守规定你就不会挨骂。 Catherine 问他
That sounds really horrible.
听起来真可怕。
Does it mean that the competition is really fierce here?
这是不是指这里的竞争很激烈啊？
That if I don't follow the rules, I will be chewed.
如果我不守规矩的话，就会被吞噬掉啊。
Jack 说 No, it means you will not be scolded if you follow the rules.
不，这句话的意思是，如果你遵守规定，就不会被责骂。
Oh, I see, thank you.
明白了，谢谢了。
Follow the rules and you won't get chewed out.
遵守规定你就不会挨骂。 Chew 是咀嚼的意思，但是 chew someone out 却和这个单词本身没有多大联系，它是责骂某人的意思。
Now let's come to English drama. The boss criticized me today because I'm late again.
Follow the rules and you won't get chewed out.
Thanks for listening today. Bye.